Okay, open your Bibles to the book of John. John chapter number 6. Saklat tayo ng John, bagong tipan. Chapter 6, and look at verse number 35. John chapter 6, verse number 35. Ang sabi ng Bible, and Jesus, I'm sorry, John chapter 6. Verse number 35, and Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. He that believeth on me shall never thirst. So kung tagalogin natin ang Bible, ang sinabi ni Jesus sa kanila, ako ang tinapay ng buhay. Ang lumalapit sa akin ay hindi magugutom. At ang sumasampalataya sa akin ay hindi kailanman mauuhaw. Now, ang hindi ligtas ay nasa lumang kakanyahan. Meron siyang tinatawag nating nasa old ways siya. Nasa old nature siya, yung hindi ligtas. At ang ligtas naman, yung Kristiyano, yung mananampalataya sa Panginoon, ay binigyan ng bagong kakanyahan galing sa langit, at siya ay kabahagi sa kakanyahan ng Diyos. Meron siyang new nature. Okay? So, merong old nature, merong new nature. Now, ang mga katangian ng kakanyahan ng tao. Yung titingnan natin yung old nature at saka yung new nature. Yung old, yan yung ikaw yan nung hindi ka paligtas. Maaring kung hindi mo kilala si Jesucristo, nananatili ka sa lumang kakanyahan, sa old nature. Pero nung tinanggap mo si Jesus Christ, nung ikaw ay naligtas, sumampalataya ka kay Kristo, binigyan ka ng Panginoon ng bagong nature, bagong kakanyahan. He that is in Christ is a new creature. If you're in Christ, old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And so, meron kang new nature. Now, sa lahat ng buhay, ang lahat ng buhay ay nanggagaling sa iba. Whether we're talking physical life, ang physical life natin ay nanggaling sa ating mga magulang. At ang physical life nila ay nanggaling sa kanilang mga magulang. At lahat yan, maaari nating ma-trace hanggang kay Adam and Eve. Yan yung physical life natin. Yung buhay natin sa katawan, yung buhay natin sa lupang ito, physical na buhay, galing ho yan sa iba. Ganon din ang spiritual life. Ang bagong nilalang, yung bagong kakanyahan na binigay sa atin ng Diyos nung tinanggap natin si Jesus Christ, nilagay sa atin ng Diyos yung new creation, new creature tayo. At hindi yan galing sa ating sarili. Gaya ng physical life galing sa iba, ganon din yung spiritual life. Kaya lang, kanino nang galing yung spiritual life natin? Galing ito sa Diyos, hindi galing sa tao. So, lahat ng may buhay ay nasusustentuhan ng pagkain. Dahil tayo ay galing sa alabok, galing tayo sa lupa, lahat ng kinakain natin ay tumutubo sa lupa or kinakain din ang tumutubo sa lupa tapos kinakain natin sila. Physical life comes from the ground. We were made from the dust of the earth. Man was made in the image of God and the likeness of God, but he came from the dust of the ground. And God breathed into him in his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul, but before he was a living soul, he's the dust of the ground. And so everything that has life eats out of the ground. or is eaten from the ground. But what about spiritual life? What produces spiritual life? What do we feed on for spiritual life? Well, Jesus said in John chapter 6, verse 35, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. Why do I believe that when a person is saved, they're always saved? Why? Because the Bible says, Jesus promises, that whoever partakes of the bread of life shall never hunger. You'll never lose your salvation. When a person truly is born again and truly receives the bread of life, he will never hunger. You can't lose eternal life. And then he goes on, he that believeth on me shall never thirst. So there's a spiritual life that we can enjoy from Jesus Christ apart from ourselves. It is our spiritual life is owing to Jesus Christ just as much as our physical life is owing to the crops and to the plants and the animals that eat the plants, and we eat the animals and the plants. And so our life is borrowed from God. Physical life, spiritual life, this all comes from the good hand of God. Now, may pagkakaiba yung natural life sa spiritual life. There really is a difference between the old nature and the new nature. There is a difference. Ang laman ng hindi ligtas, ang tawag ng Bible doon, corruptible man. There is a corruptible man. Look at Romans chapter 1, verse 23. Romans chapter 1, verse 23. Romans chapter 1, verse 23. And change the glory of the uncorruptible God made into an image made like to corruptible man. Corruptible man. Tao na mabubulok. So, balang araw, mamamatay tayo kung hindi bumalik si Jesus Christ, dadaan tayo sa kamatayan, anong mangyayari sa katawan natin? Mabubulok kahit na uminom ka na ng formalin, mga ilang linggo, mabubulok ko yung katawan natin. Why? Kasi corruptible tayo. Yan ang corruptible. Ibig sabihin nun, mabubulok. Ang laman ay mapapasa ilalim sa kamatayan balang araw. Look at Hebrews chapter 9 verse 27. Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 27. Magandang paalala ito. Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 27. The Bible says, "And it is appointed unto men once to die." We have a death appointment. If Jesus doesn't come back, all of us will be dead in 80 years. Maybe some of us will have the grace to go a little longer. Give or take, 80 years. Everyone in this room will be bones in 80 years' time. Give or take. Why? Because our body is subject unto death. Subalit, ang espiritu naman ay iba. Meron palang espiritu ang tao. Meron siyang bahagi ng kanyang pagkatao na hindi pwedeng mamatay. Lalo na kung ikaw ay ligtas, meron ka palang spirit. Look at 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 23. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 23. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God which liveth and abideth forever. Hey, you're born again. Anong nabuborn again? Yung katawan natin? Pwede bang maborn again yung katawan natin? No, hindi yan ang pinag-uusapan. Ano yung nabubuhay na maguli? Ano yung born again? Anong bahagi ng pagkatao natin ang nabubuhay uli? O sinilang uli? Spirit natin, yes. The Spirit is born again by the grace of God, by the Word of God. So, kung ang tao, meron siyang katawan, meron siyang kaluluwa, meron siyang espiritu, at siya ay ligtas, ano yung ligtas sa kanya? Yung spirit niya. Yung kaluluwa niya. Yun ang saved. Eh, yung katawan natin, Pastor, saved ba yung katawan natin? Ikaw, sa palagay mo, yung katawan mo, saved? Hmm? Ibig sabihin, hindi ka na nagkakasala. Ibig sabihin, wala ka nang nararamdaman na sakit. Hmm? Ibig sabihin, hindi ka tinatablan ng kamatayan. No? So, ang katawan ng tao, hindi ho yan saved. Pero kung ikaw ay Kristiyano, balang araw, aayusin ng Diyos yung katawan ng Kristiyano. Bibigyan niya tayo ng bagong katawan. So, never po na ang kaluluwa ng mananampalataya ay mapapasailalim sa kamatayan. Never. Look at John chapter 3, verse 36. John chapter 3, verse 36. You know, when a person gets saved, their spirit, their spiritual being will always be saved. There'll never come a time when you will be unsaved or unborn again. That doesn't happen. John chapter 3, verse 36. He that believeth on the Son hath, present tense, hath, kasalukuyan, meron, everlasting life. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Look at John chapter 5 and verse 24. John chapter 5 and verse 24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation. Hindi ka darating sa hatol. Meron ka ng buhay na walang hanggan at hindi ka darating sa hatol. Para yun sa mga believers, mananampalataya, dun sa nakarinig ng salita ng Diyos at tumanggap sa Panginoong Jesucristo. But is past, lumipas ka na pala, from death unto life. So sa mata ng Diyos, lumipas na yung kamatayan mo. At ikaw ay buhay na buhay sa Espiritu. So never po na mawawala yung salvation. John chapter 6. John chapter 6 verse 47. John chapter 6 verse 47. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. Kailan magugutom sa Espiritu ang anak ng Diyos? Never! Kailan siya mauuhaw sa Espiritu? Never! So, may pangako ang Diyos para doon sa mga ligtas. So, ang tao pala ay merong spirit, meron siyang soul, at meron siyang body. Second Thessalonians. Go over to 2 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 13. 2 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 13. I'm sorry. 2 Thessalonians chapter 5. I'm sorry. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Oh my. 1 Thessalonians 5, 23. Ano ba itong notes na sinabi ko? Dapat 1 Thessalonians yan. At saka dapat verse 23. Anyway, sinong nag-type ng notes ko? You're fired. Ako pala ang nag-type ng notes ko. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 23, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. Sa kabuuan. Ano ang kabuuan mo? I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So ang tao ay espiritu. Yung bahagi ng tao na espiritu, pag siya ay naborn again, yung espiritu ang ginagamit niya patungkol sa kaalaman sa Diyos. That's your God consciousness. It's through your spirit. You worship God in spirit and in truth. That's why if you're not born again, if you're spiritually dead, there's no way you can worship God. There's no way you can have an idea about God. At kaya lahat ng napakaraming tao ang walang malay patungkol sa Diyos dahil ho patay ang kanilang spirit. Ang spirit ho ay yung kaalaman natin patungkol sa Diyos. That is our God consciousness. Ano naman yung kaluluwa natin? Yan, yung kaluluwa natin ay yung self-consciousness natin. Yung self-consciousness. Saan nang gagaling yung emosyon natin? Saan nang gagaling yung decision natin na gumawa ng ganito o gumawa ng ganon? Yung kaalaman natin, saan nang gagaling yan? Saan yung puso at diwa ng tao? Sa katawan ba yan? No. The heart and mind of a person resides in the soul. Sa katawan, brain. Pero yung mind, yung utak, sa katawan yan. Pero yung isip, sa kaluluwa yon. And so you see, the soul has self-consciousness. And that's natural. Look at Psalm 42. Tingnan mo yung Psalm 42. Tingnan mo ang patungko sa kaluluwa ng tao. Psalm 42. Psalm 42 verse number 6. Pag na-depress ka, ang nade-depress sa'yo, hindi yung utak. Yung isip mo ang nade-depress. Yung kaluluwa mo yon ang nada-down. Hindi ho katawan. Look at Psalm 42 and verse number 6. Oh my God, my soul is cast down within me. Ah, pag nagagambala ka pala, hindi yung katawan ang problema, yung kaluluwa mo ang problema. Therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan and of the Hamorites and from the hills of Mizar. Look at verse number 11. Verse number 11. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? So pag nagagambala ka, disquieted ka, hindi ka mananahimik. Ang hindi nananahimik sa tao ay hindi yung kanyang katawan, hindi yung kanyang utak, kundi yung kanyang puso at diwa, kanyang isip, yung kanyang kaluluwa. It's the soul. Emotion, will, knowledge, all comes from the natural soul. Tapos, so yung spirit, yung God consciousness natin. Yung soul, yan yung self-consciousness natin. Eh yung katawan, yan yung world consciousness natin. Yan yung ginagamit natin sa mundong ito para makipag-usap, mag-communicate, para maramdaman, makatikim, makaamoy, makarinig, makapagsalita. Lahat ng senses natin, ginagamit natin dito sa mundong ito, yung katawan natin. That's our body. Our world consciousness. Yan yung carnal. Yung spirit, spiritual. Yung soul, yan yung natural. At yung katawan, yan yung carnal. And so, yung iba't ibang bahagi ng tao, biblically, ah, bigyan konting konting doctrine of man. Ito. Ang problema, inaayos natin yung katawan natin. Pero hindi natin inaayos yung spirit natin. Yan ang problema ng maraming Kristiyano. Nasa isip ng Kristiyano, aayusin ko yung buhay ko. Pero hindi naman nagpapasailalim sa Diyos. Magbabawas ako ng timbang. Pero payat naman yung espiritu mo. You understand? Ang focus ng karnal na Christian o yung Christian na yung kanyang ugali ay karnal, palaging nakatutok sa katawan. Pero hindi nakatutok sa espiritu. And so, ang natural carnal man, lalo na pagpatay ang kanyang espiritu, hindi siya ligtas, nais nilang makakita ng sign before mag-believe sila. Kaya sa John chapter 6, tingnan mo ang John chapter 6. John chapter number 6. Sabi nila, show us a sign. Nakita niyo yon? Saan ba yan? John chapter 6. Saan yung sign dyan? Ha? Yes, 30. They said therefore unto him, what sign showest thou then that we may see and believe? Yon ang karnal. Yon ang hindi ligtas. Panginoon, maniniwala ako sa iyo kung patunayan mo sa akin na ikaw ay tunay na Diyos. At sa kanila lang ako sasampalataya sa iyo, Lord. Pero kung tutuusin, gusto lang nila kumain. Di ba pinakain mo yung 5,000? Lord, pakainin mo kami ulit. Sa kanila lang kami sasampalataya sa iyo. Yan ang ugali ng karnal. Physical, tingnan mo ang verse 26. Jesus answered and them, verily, verily, I say to you, ye seek me? Ay, hinahanap nga ninyo ako. Not because ye saw the miracles, but because ye did eat of the loaves and were filled. Kaya niyo ako hinahanap, hindi dahil sa natuklasan ninyo ang sinyales na ako ang Mesiya at ako ang Panginoon. Kaya kayo sumusunod sa akin para mabigyan ko kayo ng pagkain. Katawan, pisikal ang hinahabol ninyo. Look at verse number 28. Verse 28, then they said unto him, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? Anong pwede namin gawin para magampanan namin ang gawain ng Diyos? Yan ho ang karnal na tao. Ang hindi ligtas ang katawan. Pastor, ano ang dapat gawin ng tao para siya ay maligtas? What can I do to be saved? Well, you know, you can't do anything to be saved. Why? Because you can't earn your way to heaven. You can't do anything. The work is finished. It's over. Who did the work? Jesus did the work. Jesus paid it all. And so it's the carnal man. Look at verse number 36. Verse number 36. But I said unto you that ye also have seen me and believe not. Nakita naman ninyo ko, pero hanggang ngayon, hindi pa rin kayo sumasampalataya. Oh, that's the carnal man. Alam mo, pwedeng pumunta kayo sa Israel at hanapin ang bangkay ni Hesus Kristo. Kahit sino sa atin pwedeng hanapin ang bangkay ni Kristo. Matatagpuan ba natin ang kanyang bangkay? Hindi. So ibig sabihin, bumangon siya maguli. Nasaan ang kanyang katawan? Nasaan yung DNA niya? Nasaan yung dugo niya? Wala. Wala. So, dapat lahat ng buong mundo sumasampalataya na. Dahil napakalaking milagro ang bumalik sa kamatayan. Tapos umakyat pa siya sa langit. Uy, ang buong mundo dapat ligtas na. Hindi. Hindi. Hindi sila, nakita nila ang Panginoon, pero hindi pa rin sila sumasampalataya. And so you see, that's the natural carnal man. He doesn't see Jesus as the bread of life. He doesn't acknowledge him. He has nothing to do with him. And miracles don't break hearts. And miracles don't convert souls. And miracles don't save anything, anyone. No, there's a spiritual work that God does, not in the body, but in the soul. And the word of God comes, and he that heareth the word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life. So yung spiritual man, hindi ang tanong ng spiritual na tao, anong dapat kong gawin para ako'y maligtas? Hindi yan ang tanong. Ang spiritual na tao, alam niya kung anong dapat niyang gawin. Look at verse 29. Verse 29. Jesus answered and said unto them, "This is the work of God." Gusto mong gawin yung work of God? Ito ang gawin mo. "That ye believe on him whom he hath sent." Sampalatayanan niyo ako, sabi ni Jesucristo. Yon ang gawa ng Diyos sa kaluluwa ng tao. Yung matikman mo ang tinapay ng buhay sa iyong kaluluwa, sa iyong espiritu, na mabuhay uli ang iyong espiritu. Kilala natin ang tinapay ng buhay, yon ang kaligtasan. Hindi katawan, sa espiritu ho ito. And so look at verse 32 and verse 33. "Then Jesus answered unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you that true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world." Sino ang pwedeng maligtas? Ang world. Pwedeng maligtas ang world. Napaka-kapangyarihan ng Panginoong Jesucristo. Sino man sa kanya ay lumapit, hindi niya itataboy. Pwedeng maligtas ang buong mundo kung gugustuhin nila. Tanong, sumasampalataya ba sila? No. So, tinanggap mo na ba ang tinapay ng buhay? Na by the way, ihinanda ng Diyos para sa'yo? Hindi lamang hinanda ng Diyos para sa'yo, pero para sa buong mundo. There is enough power in the Lord Jesus Christ to save the entire world. But it's not that he lacks salvation. His arm is strong unto salvation, the everlasting arms. The question is, why don't you come and believe on the Lord and trust in him? Would you bow your heads and close your eyes? Sabi ni David, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good." Nawa matikman ng kaluluwa ng tao ang kapayapaan at kaligtasan na nakay Jesucristo lamang. Tanggapin si Jesucristo, sumampalataya ka sa kanya. Huwag kang sumampalataya sa sarili o sa simbahan o sa gawa ng tao. Tanggapin si Jesus Christ, siya ang tinapay ng buhay. At lahat ng sa kanya'y tumatanggap, hindi magugutom, garantisado, never. So may pag-asa ang buong mundo kung nanaisin lang nila na tanggapin si Jesus Christ. Pastor, pray for me. Hindi ako sure na tinanggap ko na si Jesus Christ. Hindi ako sigurado. Hindi ako sure na sumasampalataya ako sa kanya. Wala akong kapayapaan. Wala akong buhay na walang hanggan. Pakipray lang ako, Pastor. Alright, very good. Sino magsasabi, Pastor, kilala ko si Jesus Christ bilang tinapay ng buhay. Kilala ko siya. God bless you. Anybody else? Pakitaas ng kamay. I know him. God bless you. That's good. That's good. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, that we feast on the Lord Jesus Christ, that we received him as the bread of life, and he nourishes our soul, and he strengthens us, Lord. And we derive great comfort and great nourishment for our spiritual life, unending supply of the bread of life. We thank you, Lord, for that grace. I pray for the many who don't know the Lord as their Savior, that they would come to know him as the bread of life, that they would be born again in the Spirit, that they would have life through his name. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you. You are dismissed.